Reporting Center.
Hi. I just got through talking to the County Sheriff's Department in Coopville, and they told me that I had better call you people. Tonight at approximately 6:15, I was on my way back into Oak Harbor with my girlfriend, and we had seen something very strange looking. Now, I know it wasn't a plane because it was close enough to where we could look at it. It wasn't a plane, it was not a helo, and it wasn't a flare. This thing, it had all kinds of little blue lights all over it, and it had like a circle of red lights underneath with blue lights in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And like I say, it was very, very strange looking, and, you know, we could see it turning. And every time it would turn, it would get very bright looking. And we watched that thing for as far as we could watch it, and all of a sudden it just disappeared.
Okay, now, getting directly to the object, could you see an object?
I could see what it was, yeah.
Okay, what shape did the object have?
It was circular looking.
Okay.
Okay. And it had like a small dome on the top of it was all.
Was that dome lighted?
Yes, it was.
What color?
It was blue.
Okay.
And the circular part was done in red. And then and then just underneath it was more little blue lights, but not as many as there was all over the top.
Okay, now, were these, the lights around the perimeter, were they flashing or pulsating at all?
Yes, they were.
Okay, did they seem to be moving? As though the whole object or the...
Yeah, like perimeter? The whole object was moving.
Uh-huh.
You know, just like in a circle.
Did that get fairly close to you?
Yeah, it sure did.
And you heard no sound?
I don't know, because I my windows were rolled up, and it nearly ran us off the road.
Oh, really? Came that low?
Oh yeah.
Okay, could you estimate the altitude?
Oh, I'd say about 300-400 feet.
Well, did this swoop down on you?
It just... All right, now see, there's an open field, and it just came from the top of the trees down into this open field and right across the road and back on up again.
Okay, now was this, when it did this, was this passing in front of you?
Yes, it was.
Okay, which roadway were you traveling at the time?
I was on Highway 20. I was coming back into Oak Harbor.
Okay, were you headed north or south?
Wait a minute.
Let's
I gotta remember which way is north and which way is south. All right, if I'm going up towards Mount Vernon on 20, I'm going north. Okay, I was heading north.
Okay. Back into Oak Harbor.
Back into Oak Harbor.
Okay. About how long would you say that you observed that?
Oh, I say for a good 15, 20 minutes.
It just remained in the same area?
Uh-huh.
Did it just come down low towards you just the one time?
Just the one time, and then all of a sudden, like I say, you know, after that, we saw it leaving, and then it disappeared completely.
Uh-huh. Okay, do you have any estimate of size of this thing?
No, I sure don't.
Could you compare it with anything?
It was bigger than my car.
Okay.
If that's any help. You know, I didn't know whether to report this or not. You know, so we had gone to a meeting tonight, and I asked the Cubmaster there, I said, what should I do? And he said, report it. But I thought somebody might laugh.
Well, you won't get any laughter from this office. Oh. Right. How many were in the car?
Just myself and my girlfriend.
Okay. Okay, now these lights, did they stay the same while you were observing the object?
No, like I say, when the whole thing would turn, and then as it was turning, it would get very bright. And then it would get a real pretty pale blue looking again.
That's the whole object you're talking about?
The whole object, you know, except for the red lights, you know, they would get more brilliant.
Would you say, in your opinion, that the object was surrounded by a corona of light?
Yes.
Okay, and this was a bluish?
A bluish color, yeah.
And it fluctuated in intensity
right.
Then? Okay. Which direction was it heading?
Let's see. East.
Would that be west to east?
West to east, right.
Okay. You got our number from the sheriff?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we'll get on this thing, and if we come up with any answers, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, fine then. Now, if this is any help to you at all, there was a lady, I don't know her name at all, and she said that, you know, her husband told her not to get involved, but they saw something similar to what we saw today. They had seen it this afternoon at approximately 12 noon. It was coming over the naval base. She had gone out to pick her husband out at the hangar.
Uh-huh.
And she had seen something to what I was describing.
In broad daylight?
In broad daylight.
Well, very good. We'll check into that.
But I don't know her name, and her, you know, her husband told her not to get involved.
Uh-huh.
But this was approximately at 12 noon today.
Okay. See, while you were driving, was your car radio on by any chance?
Yes.
Do you have any problems, any interference?
Yes, I did.
In what way?
It was a whole bunch of static. You know, you couldn't hear anything.
Very heavy static?
Yeah.
Did this clear up when the object left?
Yeah.
Had you had problems with that before you sighted the object?
No, not really, no.
Oh.
I had a little bit of static, but not much.
Uh-huh. Is even a little bit unusual over there?
Just a little, not a whole bunch.
Okay.
Usually I have a good clear station. You know, I get several clear stations.
But the static you got, did it just shove the broadcasting reception off?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Did you have any problem with your car engine or anything? Car lights, ignition system.
No, the car, not really. Because
okay.
Like I say, the thing, you know, I put my foot on the brake in a hurry because I was going off the side of the road.
Uh huh.
And we stopped, and once the thing went back up over the top of the trees, I beelined it around the corner and then stopped the car so where we could see it, you know, over the water and everything.
Right. Okay, did you feel any heat of any kind?
I really couldn't tell you because
okay.
I had my car heater on.
Oh, okay. Did you pick up any strange odors in the air?
Not that I can remember.
Okay, we sure appreciate this, and like I said before, if I get anything else on it, well, I'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, fine. I'd appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Reporting Center?
Hi. I called last night reporting a UFO. I don't know whether you're the gentleman I spoke to.
Okay.
And my girlfriend had just called me, and she wanted to know that if you people could contact her. There were some more incidences that had happened last night after I dropped her off at her home. And she has a farm and everything, and she wanted to know if you could contact her.
Okay, you have any idea what this entails?
Well, okay, like I say, last night we had sighted a UFO,
right.
And we had gone to a meeting and everything, and while we were gone, her son had seen the same thing. Well, when she got home, she turned on her television set. It was clear as a bell, and she said it was about 15 to 20 minutes later, and all of a sudden there was nothing but snow, a bunch of static. There was no picture at all, and she said that lasted for about maybe 20, 25 minutes. She said then it cleared up, and she heard her geese acting up like something was, you know, after them.
Yes.
They were really frightened about something.
Right.
And she said they were just going berserky. So she went outside, and she said she smelled something real funny. You know, and I said, you sure? I said, it wasn't your farm or something? She said, no. And her dog is usually the first one out the door. But she had to keep calling her dog to come outside there with her, and the dog wasn't going to come. Something
mm-hmm.
was frightening, you know, the animals as well.
Right.
So, you know, but she can tell you more about it than I can.
Right, okay.
But, you know, she didn't know whether this might be related to the same thing or not.
Okay, well, we'll contact her.
Okay, fine. I'd appreciate it.
Thanks so much
Thank
for calling.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye. UFO Reporting Center in Seattle?
Yes, sir.
We talked to your friend about her UFO experience.
Yes, sir.
And she said that you had something to tell us of certain events that occurred that same evening in your area.
The same day. Well, we went to play bingo. and going down the hill right by the surface of sands, which is about, oh, 2 miles from my house, approximately. See, I both saw this object up in the sky.
Right.
And it just, like, 2 seconds, and boy, it shot right across over the trees. It's on one side of the road and went right over the top. And it had a light powder blue lights on it, and kind of an egg oval shape, and then over the top of this, there were some red lights. So it's pretty well lit up.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the thing, and somehow it turned enough to where it looked like a four-pointed star to me. And so anyway, went on down. I kind of watched, because as you come from on Highway 20 from Coopville on into Okarvie, you kind of turn around to where you, Surf and Sands kind of sits right in this horseshoe curve type thing.
Yes.
And I looked behind me, going back. I didn't see nothing. So anyway, got down to the Fleet Reserve. Some gal said she wouldn't get involved. But got down to the Fleet Reserve that night, sat across the table from some woman, and I said, it's the weirdest thing I ever saw in my life, you know. It's something that leaves an impression in your head. So anyway, turned around. This gal sitting right across from me, she said, well, I'm not going to say anything. She says that I saw the same similar thing over the base earlier that morning. And so we went and talked to a guy that's with security that was working in Fleet Reserve that night. And he said, well, I saw the same thing about 9 months ago. Well, anyway, I got home. I have an 11-year-old boy that babysits my little kids. And we have a great big picture window that overlooks the whole Santa Fuca area, if you know this at all out here. Do you know this area at all?
No, ma'am.
All right, well, anyway, we kind of sit up on the hill, and it overlooks the whole bay.
Is that looking west?
Yes.
Okay.
And the thing was, I got home that night, and Lee was, my oldest, kind of a little bit shook. I said, what's the matter with you? And he turned around, he says, I saw the funniest thing tonight. And I had not mentioned this at all to him. In fact, I just walked to the door, and I said, what was it? He said, well, I looked out the window, and he said, I saw this thing. He said, it was real bright. I said, can you describe it to me? He said, well, it was kind of, so he gave the same description as all that I had given.
Uh-huh.
And I said, where was it? He said, well, just over, well, we have 11 acres out here. And about 6 of our acres goes down the hill, which is towards the bay.
Yes.
And he said, well, it's just right out here in the middle of the field. I said, was it high or was it low? And he said, well, it's just even with my window. You know, he said, you didn't really have to look up too high for it. Well, anyway, I turned around, and I was kind of nervous at this time anyway, a little bit. And so anyway, I turned around, and about 10:30, quarter to 11, I have geese. I have about 200 animals out here, geese, ducks, you know.
Right.
And the thing is that about 10:30, quarter to 11, my geese out here act like they're going to kill something. They just started raising holy Ned. My TV went fuzzy. And I looked out the back window. Well, these geese had their necks stretched out. My cows are kind of mooing. My chickens are raising Ned. And I looked out there, and these geese, so I have about 75 feet from my house, a garage. And these geese had their necks stretched out towards that garage. It's like a dog had come at them or something, and it's the sound they were giving.
Uh-huh.
But there's nothing there. But they were fighting something. It just looked like they were in a great big fight, but it was real funny because there was just nothing. Nothing that they could be attacking. So anyway, I turned around, and I do have a fireplace in here, and I thought, well, I'm going to have to get wood for that, get a fire built. So anyway, I decided I have a dog I've had for 8 years that's been very protective towards all of us. In fact, if one of my kids even has a friend of theirs that decides to play too rough, my dog will grab hold their foot or something and hold on. Other than that, it's pretty friendly, you know, other than that.
Yes.
So anyway, it was in the house, it was in the living room. And it kind of looks like an Australian sheepdog, but it's not. It's nothing more than a Heinz type dog. And so anyway, I turned around. I told Panda we have to go out our back door, and then there's about 13 steps to go down. That's how high our house is sitting up. You go through a back, just a little closed back porch and down the steps. The other side's open. So anyway, I turned around, and I told Panda, I said, let's go get some wood, because I had to go down these steps. I had to get it from down behind, underneath. And I told Panda, I said, come on. Was the first time I have seen my dog that I've had to call her twice to go with me. And it's the first time I've seen her stand at the top of the stairs. And she would not go down those stairs with me whatsoever.
Did the dog appear frightened?
Yeah, she was scared of something.
Uh-huh.
That's the first time she's not tried to protect me, but she would not leave those stairs. And most generally, you let her out, you don't put everything out here, she just runs.
Right.
And it usually takes an hour or so before she comes back in. But that night, boy, she wouldn't. So anyway, I turned around, and that just kind of gave me the insight, you know, I better kind of check things over. And everything's come crazy, I know. But anyway, the next night, I saw this thing, cotton picket thing. And my husband works evenings, 3:30 to 11:30. By the time he got home, there was nothing on it. Well, you just figure your imagination, you know. You're just still thinking of that same thing, and that's all it is. And I tried to write it off my mind. Well, just night before last, let's see. Yeah, two nights ago. No, last night, Thursday night, we got home from bowling, my husband and I, and my geese started acting up out there. Well, I let my geese run loose. They're not pinned up. There's no sense to have them pinned up because I'm the only trailer here on Power Road, and that is about a two-mile road.
Yes.
And so anyway, my geese started acting up. Well, I just looked out the window. Well, they're doing the same cotton picket thing. Up in the sky towards Oak Harbor area was the same object. Well, I got my husband up, and I said, what is that? I said, what do you see? He looked up there, and he described the same thing I saw. So he saw it the other night, just Thursday night.
Was this object moving?
Real slowly.
Uh-huh.
It just kind of like a dipping motion, and then it go back up again. And then all of a sudden, it just looked like it's standing still, and all of a sudden, it just like a, I don't know, kind of like a dart, and it shoot a little bit, and then it stopped.
Now, this dipping motion, would that be like a rocking motion back and forth?
Just similar.
Like a pendulum?
Sort of. It just kind of looked like it dropped, let's see. Like if you took, this is a terrible way to describe this, but like if you took an egg yolk, and you put it in cold water, and you know how the thing kind of bobbles?
Right.
This is about the way this was doing.
I see. Okay.
And, I don't know. I mean, now let's see. A year ago, and I didn't think nothing of it. I thought maybe it was other incidents that had brought forth on this deal, but I didn't go any further than that. But about a year ago, let's see, November 19th, I lost my mother. And we drove from Oak Harbor to La Grande, Oregon, down through Prosser in that area. And just top the hill into Yakima, I had a cousin with me, and this was driving nighttime. And so anyway, just at the top of the hill of Yakima, this great big blue ball thing, it looked kind of like a beacon light, was right in front of the car. Well, Harry Lynn, my cousin, had commented to me about this, and he wanted to know what it was, and I said, well, it kind of looks like a beacon light, you know. Well, the dumb thing followed us. Prosser, I don't know if you know that area down there or not, but that desert between, out of Yakima, you get down to, Ellenburg, and then you take a road and cut off on a two-lane highway that goes down to, Hermiston.
Yes.
That area. But anyway, this, blue thing, whatever it was, followed us. And then when the fog would get so bad, and it was really, really bad, because it was in November, you couldn't even see the hand in front of your face, well, this blue, whatever it was, we'd get low enough where you could see the road just perfectly clear. We get to a gas station. This thing would hover over the gas station. We went in and had got some donuts and coffee out of this one gas station down there. And this thing hovered. We get to a light. There's a stoplight on the main highway. I think it's down around, I can't think where it's at. It's halfway between the Columbia Bridge and Ellensburg. But anyway, this thing at this red light would stop and it hovered. Well, it started getting light out, and whatever this thing was, I turned around and I looked up, because I was watching it, just something to do, I guess, while you're driving. And I looked up, and this thing completely faded out. And then it come back, and I'm not kidding you, it gave it both Harry Lynn, because both of us saw it. The weirdest feeling, but that thing come back, the most beautiful blue cross you ever saw in your life.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of a powder blue color. And then it went right down to nothing, completely faded out. And I don't know whether it was Super Bean or whatever the heck it was, but I knew my mom was in critical list, so I turned around and I looked at Harry Lynn, and I said, my mom would be dead at about 7:30 tonight. And she was. She died at 7:30 exactly that night. But that same color blue was on the same color blue as what I saw out here.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of a powdery blue.
Now, getting back to that first night when those geese were concentrating on this particular outdoor building, did you check that building the next day?
Yes, I went all the way around it.
In the area around it, no marks of any kind on the ground?
Nothing.
Uh-huh. And did the geese appear normal from that point on?
Yeah, they were fine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But the thing is, I know as well probably what you do, the geese are watchdogs.
Right.
And like I said, I have three of them out there. I lost one just the other day. But I'm just beginning to wonder now, because the geese acted up. Somehow I've had a couple of animals disappear from out here. I don't know dang apparent reason. I lost a couple of rabbits out here. They all of a sudden just... Next morning I got up, I had one dead rabbit.
Okay.
And there was no reason to have a dead rabbit. There were no physical marks on it, no nothing. The thing was just dead in the pen.
Did you say you had similar loss, one of the geese?
One of the geese, though, it's real strange to that. I don't know exactly. It looked like kind of it ruptured itself.
Uh-huh.
But yet, there's no physical marks it could have been stepped on.
Uh-huh.
It was just kind of a weird... It was still living. It was definitely alive. In fact, we had to kill it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we ate the thing last night, but, I mean, it was just the basic fact it had this rupture on the back end of it, and, it was really strange, because there's nothing, I mean, it didn't look like one of our cows had stepped on it. It had no physical marks, no broken bones, no nothing. Am I just imagining things, or what's going on? Or am I crazy?
Oh, I don't think you're imagining things, no. The things which you have described fit right into what we've been picking up for years.
What does that mean?
Well, something is in the area, something relating to UFOs is operating in the area.
Well, what exactly
obviously
is a UFO, can I ask? What do you describe as UFO?
Well, anything which we classify as a UFO or an unknown would be a vehicle not manufactured on this planet.
Well, this thing was definitely, I mean, I've kind of watched it. And I know for a fact, now even when home, she called me next morning, and she saw it. She met back in the town that night. But I have definitely seen something out here that's got the same thing. But it just seemed like it'll just be the lights, and all of a sudden it just gets to a point. It seemed like it can turn enough to where you get it just looks like a four-pointed star on it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. I was kidding Lynn, like I told her. I didn't really believe in the basic fact that these guys back east, you'd read about where these guys back east all of a sudden disappear and say, well, I was picked up by the UFO, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I didn't really believe, but now I'm beginning to wonder. And I turned around and I said, well, there's only one thing to do. She said, what's that? And I said, well, if I have anything like that show up my house, I guess I'll offer them a cup of coffee. I said, I don't know what else to do about it, you know. But they've definitely been hovering over this field out here.
Okay, does anyone see them come and leave? Or are they just hovering?
They're just kind of hovering. I mean, my husband saw it. But
uh-huh.
I got him up. I showed it to him. My kids have seen something out here.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate your talking to us. And if we come up with any answers on this, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
I appreciate it, because I'm really curious to know what
okay.
the thing is.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right.